This is Earth and Sky with a question from a listener. She asks, what's altitude sickness?
Well, let's say you're climbing a mountain and you ascend above about 2,500 meters or about 8,000 feet. You begin to feel tired, headachy, nauseated, and strangely uneasy. This group of symptoms is called altitude sickness, and in severe cases, it can kill you.
Lack of oxygen is what causes altitude sickness. As you climb to higher elevations, the air pressure decreases. You take in fewer molecules of air and thus less oxygen with each breath. The faster and higher you climb, the greater your risk.
In a healthy person at sea level, blood is 99% saturated with oxygen. When you're up at 5,500 meters or 18,000 feet elevation, your blood carries about a third less oxygen. Still, some people get altitude sickness and others don't. No one knows exactly why. If you're like most people, if you climb gradually and take it easy, you can become acclimated to the thin air. And over time, it's possible for your body to undergo changes to use oxygen more efficiently.
But your immunity to altitude sickness won't last when you descend. About 2 weeks back at sea level, and those adaptations are almost gone. That's our show for today. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, I'm Deborah Bird with Joel Block for Earth and Sky.